Is that better?
I like that. I feel bad for Star not having headphones.
Star needs to have headphones. Can we get?
Headphones? We're out of headphones. Everybody's using the headphones.
Oh, working. Everybody's.
Oh, you know what? I'm
jobs.
Gonna go grab my headphones, and you're gonna take these.
Aren't
and
you guys, your headphones?
Yeah, but I have headphones on my desk. I can plug in.
Which ones?
Just like earbuds.
No, don't worry about it.
Nah.
We already started.
Nah. Here, I'm gonna hand you these.
No, we already started.
How do you know?
It's fine, cause I know.
You can tell when we start?
Yeah.
You don't even have the headphones. How can you tell
headphones.
When we start?
You can't tell when we start.
You can't
you
tell
can
when there's
it.
That slight pause.
You know what it is? It's you go from like this to... All right, here we go.
Oh, we have to engage.
I haven't been rolling this whole time. Just saying no.
You haven't?
No, I'm just kidding. I
was going to say, I was like, you guys did the thing.
We did the shoulders
changed,
went up.
You did
we
the
changed,
shoulder thing.
Yeah, our posture changed. Our everything changed.
No, I'm handing you these headphones.
No, don't.
Yes, I am.
No. Fine.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late, where we're out of headphones. Today, my name is Luis Gonzalez. I'm a video editor. Who do we have here with us?
I'm Starlene Hodge. I'm a graphic designer.
And then we have Spencer. Welcome to the show, Spencer. Today, we're going to talk about kombucha and how delicious kombucha is.
It's super not.
I love kombucha because I love vinegary things. Do you like vinegary things?
I do, but not as like a beverage.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll drink it because it's one of those things where I'm like, if I drink this, I will feel better.
That's where I'm at
this
right
now.
This
will make me feel good.
I'm a little sick, so I need it.
But it does not taste. It's not something where I'd be like, you know what I'm in the mood for? A kombucha.
I got a
like,
real problem. I'm watching TV. You know, I'm having a little bit of fun. Take that as however you want. And I go to 7-Eleven and I'm like, I want some kombucha. I drink that kombucha. And you know what I say to myself? I want some more kombucha.
Really? So you drink it like a tea. You're like, I'm in the mood for like a tea, and then you.
But it's I like the bubbles. I like the vinegary. I like just the weird taste that it puts
so
in my mouth.
Weird.
I love
like
it.
It
is a weird taste.
I love
it's
the
just,
weird.
It's just
but I only like specific kombuchas. There's only two brands that I mess with. It's GT's kombucha, as in the original,
okay.
And then Health Aid kombucha, which is the one we have here. But I had to stop myself because I had way too much kombucha one day, and I had to get ginger ale. Because I didn't want sugary. I didn't want like a sugary drink. Is ginger ale sugary?
Ginger ale is like literally soda.
Did I get you in the funny bone? But it's not, there's no, there's some sugar in it. There's a real sugar cane.
Oh no, there's.
What's so funny about my kombucha fix?
Starts dying.
I had a little too much kombucha. Like, it's just like, the fact that that phrase, I've never heard that string of words put together.
If I could, I'd drink kombucha all the time.
And then you had to go get ginger.
Well, I knew it was bad. I feel like I can't drink too much kombucha.
Like, it was just, I don't know why that, like, combination in the visual and the way you said it just made me go, like, it was unexpected.
Oh, good.
So it was the unexpected funny bone tickle.
We're just talking about kombucha, Spencer. Welcome back.
I hate kombucha.
Welcome back. Oh, that's
I hate it.
This is why we have a great
So hates it. It's fine.
And I love it. Yeah. We're like the three little bears. Uh-oh. I set an alarm because I promised. Okay, so Star's birthday was last Friday.
Saturday. But I had a party.
Oh, your party. Yeah. It was at an arcade game place called Button Mash.
Mm-hmm. It was super fun.
It was so fun.
And
I was very drunk, but I had a good time.
And we met a Whistler was there.
That's right.
And his name was Matt. So I said to Matt, I'm going to give you a shout out, Matt. So, Matt, here's a shout out.
Shout out to Matt.
Shout out to Matt, friend
of
the podcast.
Happy birthday, because it was his birthday.
It was his birthday.
True.
Happy birthday, Matt.
I set an alarm so I wouldn't forget.
That's so
nice. Awesome.
There was something else you were supposed to remember.
How do you know that?
Because I saw it in the Slack. Hey, if you aren't on the Slack, go get yourself on the Slack. What are you doing?
Look, we have on the Slack, we have our national animal, which is the weasel.
Yep.
The Whistler weasel. We also have these paintings of ourselves that you can only see on youtube.com/we stayed late.
Mm-hmm. Help us
Mine's
get
covered.
To that 1,000 subscribers, guys. So
I would
we
also,
live streams.
We also have a patron saint.
Yes.
I like to bring out. His name is all hail baby Ben. Oh, hi, Ben. Oh, hi, Ben. It's little baby Ben.
That's I don't like
amazing.
It. That's such a
hail
creepy
Hail baby
picture.
Ben. Hail baby
it's
Ben.
So creepy.
Hail baby Ben. I'm going to leave him right.
Okay, leave him right. Put him on Marvin. Yeah, there he is. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Now he's part of the podcast. Welcome, Ben. What do you think about kombucha?
He's a baby. He can't have kombucha.
That's true. You don't think babies can have kombucha?
No, it's like for 18 and older, isn't it?
There's like a slight alcohol in it. But there like is. not enough to like.
I remember the old Western days when young people under the age of 18 could buy kombucha.
Well, that's the thing. It's not like now they made two different brands. You can't like buy it from this counter. Like you could get it.
Well, there's just, two like, different there's brands of kombucha now. There's the one with like the original alcoholic one, and then they made one that's non-alcoholic that like anybody can buy because the kombucha business was like, yeah,
taking off.
Yeah, they were like, oh, they put this law that made people under 21 can't buy our product.
Oh, yeah, it's 21, yeah.
So then they're like, okay, we'll make an alcohol-free version. Not as good as the original one because there's not as many bubbles. Bubbles. I hate mineral water.
I'm ahead on my
flow. I cannot stand bubbly water. We went to Europe, and it was like...
Oh, no. Yuck.
And it's lukewarm. Or like it's like room temperature.
That's
it's not
like
lukewarm.
My hate. That's
but
like
it's like
you
dream.
Like room temp.
Room temp.
Like I
bubbly
grabbed,
water, and it was
I
like
went and
fuck this.
Like, oh, we have like room temp water.
Threw it across the room.
I feel spoiled because here at the WeWork they have this like fruit water, and they put a shit ton of ice in that thing.
It bumps me out that there's so much ice in it because I like the fruit water, and I have to wait for it to get.
So do you guys prefer fruit water over normal water?
Yes.
See, I can't stand fruit water.
I think it tastes like, I
would much rather just drink plain water because I can just drink the shit out of water.
Yeah.
Just drink a ton of water if it's plain. If it's flavored, I feel like I'm drinking. I can't just down.
Because we went to like camp and stuff, and they would make these like lemonade mixes and Gatorade mixes,
right?
And I hated it when it was watered down.
Yeah,
like,
that's what it tastes like to me.
But for some reason, as I grow older, you know, my
it
tongue
just tastes like you
change.
Watered down Powerade or some.
And
shit.
Now I want it. Adds a little to it.
I went to a restaurant this past weekend. By the way, it's really good. It's called The Sit Down. You guys should go.
Okay.
I've raved about it before, but they have a really great pizza called the Miele di Calabria, I think it's called.
Miele di Calabria.
Yeah, I think it's what it's called. Anyway, it's really fucking good. If you're in LA, you should go. But they had fruit water that was just, it was like homeopathic. No, it wasn't. I'm going to explain in just a second.
Okay.
But it was like, it reminded me of like homeopathy because I felt like they just took the water and just like distilled it down until it just had the just tiniest, the faintest hint of fruit.
Uh-huh.
Like it's so minimal, but you can taste it. Anyway, it was banana.
Oh my God.
Doesn't that sound disgusting?
I don't know about banana.
It was so good.
Yeah, I don't know about banana. It's a fruit
I
water.
Like the citrus.
I thought it was going to be awful.
You liked it?
It was really good.
Oh.
It was my favorite kind
of
water.
What about
like to
lemon?
Me is that they had a bunch of banana slices, and then they have like a container, and they just poured water on top of it and let it go through. So it's like
because bananas
like,
are already mushy.
It might have had like strawberries in it too. Oh. Like it had other things in it, but the major tones were banana tones.
Interesting.
Do you like lemon water?
I don't hate it, but I also would prefer to.
I think it helps with your digestive system.
It does.
I just
clear
like
it
plain
out.
Water.
I also will just eat
plain bread.
Any
like
water.
I will legit just eat a piece of pita bread.
I love
like,
pita. Oh yeah.
That's
like just
fine.
Rip off or like white bread. I'll just eat white bread.
That's fine.
So good.
Is it good?
Bread?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You'll just eat bread?
But like white
I
not
do
crazy.
Eat bread.
Okay.
But like
okay.
White bread?
No, I would eat a whole bag of bread.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I thought it was crazy. That
No. I remember as a kid I just ate bread too, like all of it.
So I remember as a kid I ate butter.
I also did that.
I would just eat butter. Like, what was I doing? And my parents wouldn't let me, but my grandma would let me.
I would also just eat mayonnaise.
That's a step further.
Well, here's the thing.
Well,
butter is solid, and then it melts.
Here's the thing.
Mayonnaise is just like you put that in a cup.
But there's vinegar in it. There's vinegar in it.
But here's the thing. I also thought
mayonnaise. I'm more mayonnaise team on this one, I think.
I thought mayonnaise was butter.
What's that?
I thought mayonnaise was a type of butter.
See, but that is
I would
see
put
that.
Mayonnaise.
That is that
so
is
I would put
totally...
mayonnaise on crackers because they I thought it was and plus I knew them both as mantequilla.
Mantequilla,
so, which is butter, but mayonnaise was also called mantequilla for some reason.
What?
So, I don't know why.
It's a Miami thing.
I think it was because as a kid I just thought that's what it was.
Maybe it was mayonesa. Mayonesa, mantequilla.
It's supposed to be mayonesa, but like I think. the lady who would give me the crackers with the mayonnaise on it, when I would just call it butter, she'd be like, yeah, it's butter. Like, she just never corrected. So I just thought both things were butter because I would eat it on little Cuban crackers. It's very good.
Oh, you didn't just eat it plain. You would eat it on crackers.
On crackers.
Yeah, see, that's fine. That's like putting it on bread. Crackers are bread.
You're saying you eat butter straight up.
I was saying, like, when I was young, I would just take just, like, the things of butter you get in those foil packets.
Uh-huh.
No, you know, like, the ones that, like, you get at a restaurant
when they just
give you the little...
Oh, yes.
Just open those up and plop the butter in my mouth.
Okay,
I don't remember, but I've been told
I did not do that.
I've been cooking. I definitely... Ooh, we're going down some sad parts of my life.
Oh, no? Okay.
No, it's not sad. It's just... it was weird. So you ate butter like that, and I tried to eat butter like that recently because I was cooking with HelloFresh.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a little bite of this butter and see what happens. And it was just so oily and, like, it was...
Yeah, you shouldn't eat it plain.
So I don't know if it was unsalted. Maybe the salted ones are more tasty.
The salted is more tasty. I mean, we got unsalted, and I had to add salt to anything I made, which makes
good
sense.
As a kid, used to eat sugar packets.
I used to do that.
Well, that's just like pixie sticks.
Yeah, it's like pixie sticks.
Yeah, but I was a fucked up kid. I didn't take the paper off.
Wait, hold on. What?
Oh.
You would just eat it whole?
With the paper.
Oh.
You're a monster.
I know. That's why it was a sad part of my life,
Whoa.
You know? I know. It was very weird.
You didn't even rip it open? You just chew it?
There was something about the texture and the taste as a kid.
Oh, weird.
I know.
I used to put sugar
I don't do it anymore. Maybe not.
I used to put sugar in Frosted Flakes.
Yes.
Oh, man, it's already so sugary.
I mean, the milk wasn't sweet.
Oh. Yeah, but you just gotta let it sit for a minute.
But then it got soggy.
That's true.
If you want some sweetness, get some waffles. Instead of putting butter, put peanut butter on the waffle.
Oh, yeah, that's real
good.
Great.
That shit is good.
I've also used to, as a kid, I used to also take a scoop of peanut butter, put a scoop of sugar, mix it in, and just eat that on a spoon.
Oh, my God.
I still just eat scoops of peanut butter.
It was great.
So fucking good.
Yeah, but yeah, scoops of peanut butter, great. Scoop of peanut butter, put some sugar on it.
That's a lot.
That's it. You're living a lie. You're living a lie.
I love sugar. I'm gonna tie this all back in. But I had the choice of watching the Sacred Deer, some movie with Nicole Kidman.
Oh yeah, Killing of the Sacred Deer.
Killing of a Sacred Deer. And I had all these like Oscar movies. We get screeners of them, and I was like, which one are we gonna watch? I need to catch up on a lot. And I decided, no, I'm gonna watch Paddington 2.
How was it?
Amazing.
Was it cute?
It was cute. Super cute. Even I saw Joe Beretta raving about it as well.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, he loved Paddington 2. And I saw Paddington the first
one. It's at 100% right now. Yeah. Tomatoes.
I saw Paddington the first one like 4 days ago. And I was like, this is like kind of, it just hits you in the right spot, you know?
Okay,
it's like a good-hearted, polite bear. And everything is just like, it's nice. It's a nice, polite thing, you know? And he's British and... It's just very, it hits that sweet spot.
It's weird. I wanted to see it.
Sorry, go ahead.
I wanted to see it because the billboard advertisements for Paddington 2, at least the bus ones, because you could get up and close, and I'm the weirdo that looks at the posters going, what'd you do? The marmalade in the poster, like even from a distance, I was like, that's some fucking great marmalade. Like it just
it's gotta be good.
Really tasty.
I'm telling you, I want to make marmalade now.
I kind of want to see it because I want to see that marmalade.
I thought the poster was like the worst poster I've ever seen.
It's not good.
It's just the marmalade that I was
interested
in.
That's the thing.
The poster is so bad.
If you're a fan of Paddington, then it's like, oh, it's kind of good. But if you're not a fan, like, I wasn't. And I was just like, I want to watch a kid's movie. This is me 4 days ago. I want to watch a kid's movie because like I just want the happiness, you know? And so I was like, what haven't I seen? Paddington. Let's just...
Have you seen Coco?
I remember Matt Lieberman. Yes, I did, which is great. And Matt Lieberman was talking about Paddington years ago and how good it was. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. So I watched it and it was great. And then now I'm on the Paddington train.
Yeah.
If I have kids, my kids are going to be in a Paddington. Like, I'm raving about it. But anyway, there's this one scene where... I don't know if I care about spoilers. But he has...
Spoilers for Paddington 2.
Spoilers for Paddington 2.
Fast forward 30 seconds.
Okay. There's a moment, I'll try to keep it vague, where
you know, everybody's watching out for this Paddington 2
watch
spoiler.
Watch out for the Paddington 2 spoiler. So something happens to Paddington, and they have to make dinner for a community of people, okay? And he's like, hey, their food's not good. And then he gives them a taste of his marmalade, and they're like, my God, this is delicious. And so let's make marmalade for everybody, you know what I mean? And so... After a while, they're like, hey, do you only have marmalade? Is there any other food that you can give us? And then
these other people are like, I can make shortcake. I can make pie. I can make whatever. And then by the end of it, you see all these people coming together making food. Like, oh, the community's coming together, making food together. And then at the end of the scene, it's just all sugar. Like, there's no protein. There's no greens. There's no, like, no sorts of nutrients. Fest. Yeah, it's a big dessert fest of, like, macaroons and pies and marmalade. And it looks beautiful. But it's like, this is not very nutritious.
This is not teaching the kids good
That's
things.
That's my one criticism.
I've always also
there wasn't
wanted
any
to make,
nutrition.
To make marmalade.
What's that?
I always wanted to make marmalade.
After watching Paddington 2, I want to make
did
marmalade.
This,
it's a lot of boiling fruit.
What I was going to ask before is did this hit the same spot? Because I watched like the first three or four episodes, and I totally got what you were talking about before. Did it hit the same spot as like the Great British Baking Show? Is it that same where it's like carefree and happy and like...
Yeah.
Is it that same thing?
I think
it
so.
It feels to me like it's probably that. It's like baking.
And it's,
and
it's
like
this bear who's like...
Carefree, but
he's
there's...
like, I'm coming to London and I need to be proper. Like, he's just trying to be a proper bear. And he's like...
Okay, second question. How high are the stakes?
Interesting.
Are they higher than the Great British
I think they can. I think they can satisfy both of your needs.
Okay.
In some way.
I'm
the first half
fine
is
fine if it presents no
stakes. If the
stakes
are too high,
yeah.
I'm out.
I think in Paddington 2, there might have been one moment where you're like, oh. But for the most part, there's some, you know, he gets into some trouble with a barber. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like, he's
right,
trying to get a job, and he doesn't do a great job.
Okay.
You know, like, that's like the fun and games part.
But, like,
know?
If you're presenting a kid's movie like that, then it's fine. You don't have to have high stakes.
He doesn't.
It's just
kids. You know, and he's just trying
story.
To, he's trying to.
I don't know, man. Disney likes to make some high stakes in their
You
movies.
Like Harry Potter.
I do.
So don't talk about not liking high stakes.
Here's the thing, like, because it started off real cute, and then they cooked me, and then I was like, well, fuck, now I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for the viewers, listeners
but
at home.
But the first book got real dark by the end.
It was fine. They solved the puzzle. Like, it was like
no,
a
he came face to face with Voldemort.
Well, face
back
to sort
to
of face.
Like
head
back.
Like a head back.
Yeah, that's a face. That is a face.
But it was like a kid story. Like, I didn't realize how scary that was until later on when you go back and you're like,
oh, he could.
Oh, that's a actually legit. Like, he like legit face like the big bad. Like,
yeah,
super when he was a kid. That's
so. I'm in book. I'm in book three, and I feel I like it. I'm digging it. You know,
book three is usually the turning point for most.
So, I hope. I feel like there is somewhat of a pattern between book one and book two. If you feel me,
yeah.
Like, oh, who is Voldemort? Oh, Voldemort's right here. Surprise. I hope that this pattern doesn't repeat. Through all these books.
It does not.
It does not.
Okay, great.
Absolutely does not.
Okay, good. So I'm in the middle of book three, and Gryffindor has won the cup.
Yep.
And I was complaining to you guys mm-hmm. about Hermione is in multiple classes,
you guys,
taking multiple classes.
Sincerely, this
and
is
amazing.
It bothers the hell out of me that no one is addressing this issue about Hermione. Ron and Harry, they're going in like, what are you doing, Hermione? How are you making all these classes? Oh, I'm busy. Oh, fuck it. We're not going to talk about this anymore. Six times they bring this up, and
they
never delve into it. Like, it's not a big fucking deal that Hermione is doing two classes at once. Anyway, I'm going to find out soon because...
You are. You're getting close.
I'm getting close. You know, I have some...
I think you need to say what your guess is happening.
What I think is that she's somehow in two places at once. Like, she's like... she's in both classes.
Herself.
Like she's duplicate. She's like transmitting her being into two classes, and she's like able to balance and concentrate in two lessons at once. Is what I think is happening.
Oh, you had your eyes closed, so we were making faces at the camera,
oh,
like
okay.
indicating whether or not you were correct.
Because
was
there was
smiling.
A moment. There was
I'm just smiling because I love your theory.
There was a moment when she like hits Malfoy, and then she like missed the class because apparently she broke concentration.
Yep.
So that's my theory, and it's bullshit that no one's talking about it in the there.
Well, you'll get there soon.
There's another problem I had with it, but it's okay. No, a good problem.
Oh, good.
Like
what's
a
good problem?
I forgot what it was.
Oh, okay. Well, I just yesterday we just did the
sorry.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
password situation. The about getting the password mm-hmm. in. I feel like that's not very high security. Like any Slytherin anybody could be like, "Oh, that's a password?" Yeah, let me in. Why don't they just like you? Let me look at you. Let me sense you.
This is why you're wearing your Ravenclaw, Louise. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like
this is why you're Ravenclaw.
Yeah, I'm just. You'll find out why I'm saying.
Yeah, who do you think set up? Who do you think set up the system? It definitely wasn't a Ravenclaw. Ravenclaw's dorm room was set up with like a riddle.
No, don't tell. He'll figure.
I do know that. I do know that. Somebody already told me that. That it is a riddle that you have to
That's
go
not
into.
Spoilers. It's just that's
yeah,
what
but
it
I
is.
I don't know. It's like interesting little world.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, yeah. No, I've heard of that one because if it was me, I probably wouldn't get in. Like I'd be like, "Well, I'm stuck out here."
But that's the point. Like you'll be stuck out there and then other then I'll like bond. A bunch of them will solve it together and then maybe like there'll be one you will eventually get one.
We just did the first Harry Potter RPG session yesterday.
Oh, you did?
I did a playtest. So
how was it?
It was good. So we're gonna I want to try and get that. Basically what I want to do is I want to build a couple of them. Maybe not just Harry Potter, but like build a couple of different ones.
Yes.
And then we'll record them over like one session.
Yeah.
It'll be like 3 or 4 hours of play. And then it'll be broken up into like hour segments or so. But we would record, you know, we record that one and have 3 or 4 episodes. And then we would record a season one. Yeah. We do like 4 different worlds or like maybe like 2 stories in 4 different worlds. So you have like 8 or whatever we want to do. It's just however many we want to make. But like, and then you just do a season one and it would be, you know, you'd have 4 episodes, 3 or 4 episodes per adventure.
Yes.
Per one shot, per time that we sat down. And so you would end up with if you have 4 episodes and you do 4 of them, that's 16. So you end up with like 16 Damn. Episodes on your first season.
Yeah.
You just do one season and then you have to take time because it takes time to do it.
This is going
to
be a problem. Well, reading these books are becoming a good problem because I live in Burbank, which is close to Universal Studios.
Yeah.
And I always drive by Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And the more I read it, the more I'm like, yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Yeah. I haven't been to the Hogwarts here yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No. I've been to the one in Florida, but that was like years ago.
I feel like that's a better one.
So I have a pass.
I'll go.
I don't care. I haven't gone to this one. So I would love to like go on a trip with you guys to Hogwarts.
Let's do it.
That would be pretty
dope.
We should go play.
You need to finish the
book.
Well, I rode the ride.
What if we play there?
I don't think recording it will be possible.
We don't have to record it. We could do our own thing. But what if we got to play it at like one of the tables in...
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That'd be
pretty cool.
That'd be fun.
The thing is if we do it here and we record it, like...
We could take the microphones home.
Right. So I've already been there one time, and I was like, oh, this stuff's kind of expensive. It's a good thing I'm not into Harry Potter because I want everything.
Yeah.
And now that I'm reading more about it, I'm like,
I had to get a wand.
I have to get everything now. Yeah. Like, I need my wand.
I have a wand.
And I need, and if we play this.
I have a Hermione's wand, though. I didn't get a unique one.
If we play this, then I am going to have to get a robe.
No. Here's the thing. The robes are the thing. There's like $100 each like piece.
Yeah.
Just get a scarf.
Yeah, just get a scarf.
I can't.
You can't.
I need everything.
Trust me, you're not gonna wear the robe.
So the
it's
story,
like a school uniform. You're not gonna wear a school
uniform. I went to a preparatory school.
Here's the thing.
I want to wear a
Order
uniform.
On Amazon.
All you need
it'll
to
cheaper.
Do is literally buy dress pants, a dress shirt, all it's just the tie and a scarf. Like that's how
I
you
need the goddamn robe, Star. I know you're trying to protect me.
I mean,
but I'm gonna get the
I'm
robe.
Not gonna stop you when you're there if you're gonna get it. I'm not that person. I'm just letting you know.
It's expensive.
You could
yeah.
dress up in the uniform. It's literally a vest, dress shorts, a shirt, and then it's just the tie, which you can
it's
definitely
$100
get.
It's $100. I'm gonna do it.
It's
also like $100 to get in the park. So that's
each piece is like
guys.
$100.
I'm reading these books and more and more. It's like an addiction.
So the module that I wrote
is
for Ravenclaw. So just so you guys know,
nice.
It's all Ravenclaws. The NPC or the playable characters are all Ravenclaws. So you guys will
oh,
be.
God damn, we gotta answer some riddles.
Maybe.
Damn, I'm not good at answering riddles. You're not Ravenclaw.
There's less riddles than you'd think. It is not focused around solving things.
If you're going
as...
in and out of your dorm room, it's like, God damn it, every time it's a riddle.
Yeah. but yeah, it'll be interesting. But yeah, I mean, I going there, it's hard not to buy everything. I bought a wand because I felt like that was the most.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you? I was with somebody who bought the interactive wand.
Yeah, I bought that one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Mine's old school. It doesn't have an interaction, so I might need to buy a new
wand. I wonder. I did the Pottermore test. I wonder if they're gonna have my specific wand that it chose for me.
Probably not.
Like the Dragonwood Ravenclaw or something.
What?
I don't know.
You are Ravenclaw. So maybe not, but there is a way I might be able to procure one for you. So when you find out what it is,
mean?
You just let me know before we do the one
shot.
Oh,
yeah, there's people that will make your wand.
And we will figure out how we can do that.
What a magical world we live
in. Well, the thing is like, we'll need to know what your character is.
What if I make my own wand?
Yeah,
you could. You could do it out of clay. I've seen people like tutorials and stuff on
absolutely
how to
I'm making it out of wood.
I mean, you could do that. But I'm gonna put a thing inside of it.
What do you mean? You put a oh, that's right. They put a thing.
They
in
have
there,
a
right?
core. All the ones have a core.
What's your core? Do you remember?
No.
Okay, that's fine. It's not big.
That's
deal.
Fine.
I never remember what my wand is. It's okay.
I'm gonna whittle it. I don't need to put something inside it though.
I just remember it was slightly springy.
Yours was slightly springy.
Yeah, I don't remember anything else though.
Oh. Yeah, it's it. There are so many choices. I honestly don't even remember what it was. I just know looking at all
there's
the
a lot.
Yeah,
do you remember your Patronus?
I'm a weasel.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
My Patronus is a weasel.
Mine is a. It's a like a wild. It's like the wild version of a house cat.
I'm a Manx cat.
Yeah, that's what I am. We're both Manx cats.
Sweet.
Yeah, Manx
cats. I just got to that part of the chapter, Patronus. So
oh yeah.
Like, yeah, he's like trying to wisp his own.
Trying to do it. Yeah,
and he just gets little wisps.
Oh, the little, like, yeah.
Yeah, you get smoke.
I know, it's funny, because in the beginning of the book, we see it happen with the Dementor, and then it's just so brilliant, because it's like, you see it in the beginning with what's his name?
Lupin. Yeah.
And so they, like, introduce
also,
it early.
Also, why are these kids talking
then,
in his carriage?
Right. That was real dumb.
Kids.
That's too dumb.
Kids do that.
You know what's not dumb? Our sponsor this week. Oh, is somebody knocking? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. This is HelloFresh.
Hello Fresh, my friend. Come in.
You got a friend?
Yes.
Got a friend named Hello?
I got a friend named Fresh.
Oh, I was going to say, you got a friend named Hello?
Yes.
Tell him Fresh.
Okay.
He's probably Fresh if his name's Hello.
This bit.
So, I have a confession to make.
Okay.
About HelloFresh.
Okay.
I am now getting HelloFresh every week.
Uh-oh.
They got you.
They got me. So
they're getting me, I tell
you
what.
They sent us some free boxes, and I made everything.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I can't live without this. So then I've started order. I've had it every
week. It's great for lunch. Like, I've been
making... It's amazing.
You can make a lot of it and then just keep it for lunch. So it, like, saves me money.
I know. It's real... I mean, like, it's so fast to make, too. Like, on Saturday, some Monday, because we had Monday off. We had yesterday
Saturday
off.
Monday.
Yeah, whatever that day was. I don't know. Before we played the Harry Potter RPG, we were like, we have like an hour to make lunch. And we had HelloFresh. And so we made it in 30 minutes. It was amazing. Anyway, let me read the legally obligated points. So you can choose your delivery day for when it works best for your busy schedule. You can pause your account for weeks at a time when you're out of town. Which is great because you're going to be out of town.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be out of town this week.
I'm going to a wedding in another country.
Yeah. It's delivered right to your door in recyclable insulated packaging. HelloFresh offers a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly, which is awesome because I was going to go on and order the ones that I wanted.
Yeah.
Because I signed up for it.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, I signed up for it. And so once you sign up for it, you basically get like a dashboard. And you can go and choose the meals that you want for that coming week.
Oh, my God.
And so I was going to do that, and then I forgot to do it.
Uh-huh.
And they just sent me three meals, and they're all amazing.
Because, I fancy myself the pork chop glazed with the nuts.
So if you see that, you could...
I could just have that every week.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I haven't had it enough.
Right.
I haven't had it long enough. But I think
you can pick.
I think you can. Well, yeah, you can go on and see like, oh, I like this and I like this and I like this. I want those three things sent to me. So there's three plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family. And I get the classic because it's real good. And then the classic has like a variety of meat, fish, and seasonal produce. The veggie is vegetarian with plant-based proteins, grains, and seasonal produce. And the family is quick and easy meals with all the yum-worthy flavor that the whole family
I only want it if it's yum-worthy.
Okay, so I'm going to read some of the notable recipes because...
I'm trying to remember the first thing we... Like, I remember making the thing and really like... But
the turkey
salad.
Burger.
No.
That was the first thing I made, and it was so
batch,
good.
From this batch. Because I really like the salad that came with it, but I'm not remembering the meal part.
I didn't have the salad.
No, we got different things. You got different things than we did.
Yeah, you got different things than we did. Yeah,
do you guys get the adobo steak?
No.
Oh, because that's this week. That's right. So I just got it last week. So this,
yeah.
The one that I got when I because I signed up for it, I get this like Adobo steak or something. I can't remember what it's called. But it was so good, and it was just like this like hunk of meat.
The thing is, like when I first started cooking it, I was like, this is gonna be a goddamn mess. Like I don't know if I even have half the tools that I need. Yeah. But I'm just gonna do it, and I did it, and I was like, oh, this is still I'm not sure. And then I started eating it. I was like, fuck.
I know. Every time I start eating it, good. I was like, this is amazing. Yeah. It's so good. Okay, I'm going to read the notable recipes that they have listed here. So some of the Hall of Fame customer voted favorites are the Juicy Lucy Burger with tomato, onion, jam, and arugula salad.
Nice.
So I learned what the Juicy Lucy... Isn't that have cheese inside of it? Isn't that what it is? There's a premium selection for dinner time upgrade you can do. So you can do like lobster ravioli and shrimp with tomatoes and tarragon cream sauce.
Luis's face.
So that sounds amazing to me because I love shrimp. And then there's like kid tested recipes made specifically with families in mind. So they have easy peasy ravioli gratin with spinach, thyme, and Parmesan breadcrumbs.
That sounds right.
So you can how long can you just pause it anytime you want?
Yeah. Mm. So, like, if we're out of town, you just pause it, and you come back to it. But, yeah, and I use this. $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. Visit HelloFresh.com and enter WSL30, and you'll get $30 off your first week, which I used, and I got $30 off my first week. So my first week was, like, not much at all. It's like super cheap. But, yeah, that's...
Juicy Lucy is a fun word to say because you can do... Juicy Lucy.
No, I don't like it. Don't do the whistle.
That's real.
Lucy.
I don't like it.
But yeah, thank you HelloFresh for sponsoring this episode. We really appreciate it, and we love your food. In fact, I love it so much that I order it every week now. So
yep.
We don't go out to dinner anymore. Just HelloFresh and HelloFresh three meals out of the week, and then like you know starve for the rest. So.
Yes. Spencer got me the Echo Spot.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it was perfect timing because I started using it for my HelloFresh. So I was like, Alexa, start a timer for 10 minutes. Oh, we got another Alexa in here.
It's going to go off in 10 minutes. It's fine. Okay. Yeah, it's good.
And it'll be like, shorthand, Alex. Hey, Alex, set another timer for 5 minutes. And then you'll have like two or three timers going all at once while I'm cooking, and it's perfect. And then I can have my Spotify music playing at the same time right next to me. So it's like... It's good. They should have a partnership. Amazon, like Alex and HelloFresh.
Yeah, it's actually really convenient because we use that for timers all the time. Yeah. I have two dots in my house.
Yeah.
And they're so convenient. We set timers with them. I can ask it the weather. Like, ask it how long it's going to take me to get to work. Like, it's pretty awesome. This is a non-sponsored plug for
But it's
for
just
Echo
like
Dot.
A nice little, yeah.
But I'm glad that spot worked because I don't have one. I've wanted to get one, so I'm thinking about. I already have two. Is the problem? I already have two dots. I don't have my apartment is like the size of like a small shipping crate. So it's like
I was gonna say it's like as big as the studio.
It's
space.
It's like the size of the studio space. So it's
but
like
you can have one in the bedroom.
I have one in the bedroom, one in the living room, and the one in the living room is right next to the kitchen. The kitchen's in the same room. So it's like there's no need for it. Would be excessive. It's like so excessive. I already have way too many things in my house. Like I can talk to my Xbox. I can talk to my Echo. I can talk to my phone. I can talk to my computer. It's like there's a point where it just becomes excessive to have more things. We have two big screen TVs in our house with two Xboxes and a PS4 and then a
Switch. Do you have a Switch?
Yeah. So it's like it just comes a point where I'm like I've done it. I have a 3D printer. I have a thing that cuts paper in whatever shape I want. Like, there's no excuse for me to be unproductive in my life. There's no excuse.
For my birthday, one of the gifts I got was Wi-Fi plugs. So I was I got two, and now I have like these little like nice like little hipster lights and stuff. So now when I come home, I don't do the switch. I've copied the system here.
Yes.
Where I go lights on, and I have a living room, and then in my bedroom I have star lights on, and so it feels so nice.
It's really
That's awesome.
Because my switches in my apartment don't all work. So I don't have the thing when I come home and I go bloop light like turn on the light. I have to wander in the dark for a second before I get to it. Oh. So now I can go home and go, and like it comes on. I'm like,
that's perfect.
I'm like, oh, I don't have to wander.
You know, I attached it to my TV in my bedroom, in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And so that way, because we don't have a remote for the TV.
Right.
We just have the Roku. But the Roku, you can't turn off the TV with.
But can you turn it on?
You can't turn it on. You can't turn it off.
So you have to manually turn it on?
So I have to manually turn it, but that's okay because I'm up.
Yeah.
I'm like up and walking around. I turn it on. I grab the Roku remote or my phone or whatever and use it. But then at night, I can tell it to turn my TV off.
And then it does
it. It does it. Or I can set a sleep timer. I can say, turn it off after 30. In 30 minutes, turn my TV off.
You can do that?
Yeah. I have it set up so that I can do that. Yeah.
So you can set up the lights that way too.
You can set up the lights and 10 minutes, turn things off.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
It's pretty cool.
So. I want more things now to plug into the thing. I'm like, I like talking to it. It's super fun. You got me spoiled here.
It's pretty
like,
cool.
After we had it here, I was like, I have to. There's no way I have to, because it's just so convenient. Like it feels like you're in the future.
It makes me wonder what happens if you lose your voice, because I lost my voice last year for a few weeks.
Because you can
like,
just open up the app and use the Alexa app and just turn the stuff on. That's how you turn.
Yeah, that's how I turn it on. That's what I live on here. Yeah.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Is it personally or is it?
Nope. A bang panoy. You get 10 acres of fertile land to plant whatever you want. What do you plant?
What do I plant? I'm more like
10 acres of fertile land.
Yeah.
More like I'm gonna get a bunch of cats and dogs and fucking chickens and roam that shit.
Okay. Well, the second part of this question is like, how much access to water do I have?
Let's just say you have the freedom to make whatever you want.
Well, you know, I'm gonna have some strawberries. I'm gonna have some pumpkins.
I'll make some almonds and make a shit ton of money.
Almonds. Is that costly?
Nuts.
Almonds make.
Nuts
This is it. We got nuts in one corner. We got a fruit corner.
Almonds are so profitable.
And we got a nut corner, a fruit corner, and then we got a squash corner. Because I like me some squash.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got?
I'm just doing only throwing almonds.
A fucking pineapple and banana tree.
Doing only almonds.
That's it?
That's why I asked if there was a water source, because that's
part
of our drought situation in California is because we have the world's largest supply of almonds.
I don't even know about no drought.
And watering them is dumb. It's a dumb amount of water to grow almonds. And avocados too.
Mm.
Those are the two, but they're very water heavy fruits, and that's why they're very expensive.
Oh.
I think I would just forego planting anything and just build an amusement park.
But it's fertile land.
Yeah, it's fertile land for making an amusement park. I've always wanted to build an amusement park.
Me too. I've always in my backyard have a roller coaster ride.
Oh, it's awful. Because it's like, it's not an achievable dream.
Yes, it is.
It is less likely to happen than like me being hired to make a movie or me being hired.
If you're Robert Downey
Jr. Embryo Studios theme park.
Theme park? I would love to make a theme park.
There'll be a Planet Born
section. So bad.
It's
so expensive.
If you are Christopher Nolan money, or something like that, you can make a theme park.
Yeah, I guess. It's just so, like, it is so much. Like, it is so
much. Like, how
much
do you think? Like, 10 million?
No.
More?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, way more.
Like, a billion.
No. Like, get out.
Yes.
A billion?
Absolutely $1 billion.
So, this is what I wanted to do because we had this discussion about if we were billionaire, our crazy billionaire ideas.
Okay.
And I'm sad that I forgot this one, but as a kid, I always wanted to have an island, like, my own country. I designed my own flag. I designed my own, like, thing. Like, it would be my territory. And the way that we would keep money and keep it alive is have a park. So, people would come in, almost like Jurassic Park. You come in. And it would be like a studio, but like also like this amusement park that people can come to, and that would fund the park. And then I would also live there.
I mean, that's cool.
I want it. You know, you can buy islands. You know, you can buy an island. There's a website where you can buy an island.
You can also become a what was it? You can become a baron,
become a baron
or a baroness or a duke.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, to become royalty.
Also, you just want Knott's Berry Farm. Because it's a berry farm, and they built an amusement park on
it. I don't want it to be a farm. Fuck farm. No, I don't want a farm
at
all.
It was a plot of fertile land that they still grow things on and make jams, but then they were like,
yeah,
we also have this land.
It's all fruit themed. That's the most boring theme for a theme park ever.
But it's a theme park
on
fertile land.
So, okay, so an example. The Millennium Force at Cedar Point cost approximately $25 million to build.
I did ride that, baby.
Yeah. $25 million just for that ride. So think about, like, it's $25 million to build a roller coaster.
But people, rich people buy houses that expensive. $25 million houses?
Yeah, but that's just one roller coaster. We're talking a whole park.
Oh, well, maybe that's a little bit too big for your britches.
That's what I'm saying. It's not an achievable dream by any means.
But if everyone goes in on it.
Yeah, that's the thing is you'd have to have you'd an have entire to have, franchise.
You'd have to have an amusement park like group of friends.
You have to have a rich group of friends that want to all start an amusement park. Everybody funds one ride.
Yeah. You would need a franchise. Yeah, that would be franchise big enough to justify a theme park.
Yeah, but then you have to adhere to the franchise.
Yeah.
I don't want to do
Here's
that.
Here's the thing. Like, say if Nintendo was like, you know what? We're going to make a Pokemon theme park.
Yeah.
They'd make bank because they have enough of a world. It's the biggest franchise in the world. You could do it. People will invest in that because there's enough.
How
of a
fun
base.
Would that be if you were just if the
you
whole
need a
theme,
theme
park
for your theme
was
park.
Just like
it's a
different
theme.
You could go to like a
Me.
Little town or go to like a little town. You could go to like the fields and there would just be like little creatures, like
you
little,
have to come out
and you
and
have
like,
to, yeah, they'd be on like, I don't know how you do it, do it on projections or something. I don't know.
I would feel like that section would be pretty plain, and that's where you'd pull out
your phone,
your Pokemon Go, and that's where all of it.
Oh
would
man!
Be. So you play it on your phone.
AR, yeah. I just feel like there's something tangible about being able to throw a Pokeball, like being able to take it and throw it at whatever you're trying to catch.
I mean, that's a whole other new level of technology.
VR. Right there. We'll just do VR. Just strap it on my face. I don't care. Strap a thing on my face. Yes, absolutely. Strap a thing on my face and let me do it.
So you just want Pokemon VR?
Yeah, that's what. But I want VR. No, I want AR. That's what I want. But I want AR on my face.
Okay.
I want. What is it called? The HoloLens. I want the HoloLens, but only so I can play Pokemon. And I want it strapped to my face at all times. I want to be walking through the park and be able to like spot Pokemon and take a ball. And I want haptic feedback gloves so I can feel like I'm holding the ball in my hand and then throw it at whatever it is and then see, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So cool.
That would be cool. That'd be dope.
So cool. And then you like collect them and you like put them on you. And then you know what'd be really cool is if you are in AR and you're holding the ball in your hand, remember how when he would attach it to his belt, do you remember what it would do?
It would shrink.
Right. So the haptic feedback gloves, you could feel it shrink in your hands.
That'd be pretty dope.
That's all I want.
So no fruit, no veggies on your island, on your fertile.
Hello.
It's gonna
Alexa,
keep going until you tell
stop.
Her to stop.
Perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, that's an unachievable.
Yeah, no, I but for me I would like my favorite fruits are.
But then you have to, like, pick that shit.
That's all right.
Yeah, but it's so much work. You know how much work it is to run a farm?
It's so much work.
It's probably more work to run a theme park, to be honest. Probably. Although you could hire, I guess you would hire people to do the farm, too.
Guys, we can buy an island for $68,000.
I would just have to worry about almond
What? We could buy an island for $68,000? If we pulled all of our money, I bet we could go bankrupt and buy that.
$21,000. Oh, this is 1 acre.
Where is it at? Is it warm?
That's not fun.
This one's in Nova Scotia, Canada. It's one
no, that's
acre.
That's too cold. Guys, that's
a
shit island. 21, why would I
that's a
000.
Shitty island. Yeah, you're selling us
$21,000. That's as it's a car.
I
want to
open
that.
I
want
to open a website called shittyislands.com.
Any island that gets snow is a no-go for me.
That's why that's at $68,000.
No island. Snow on an island is a problem.
Are you on Private Islands Inc.?
Yes.
Okay, Caribbean. We have to do Caribbean. Yeah, let's just do it in the Caribbean.
Oh, you're gonna. Yeah, I didn't do any filters.
Caribbean.
I went low to high.
Okay. What do we want? 460 acres. 222 acres.
That's a lot of acres.
554. There is a 550. Holy shit! This one's beautiful. This one's called Bellisu. Okay, tell me how you think it's pronounced. Bellisieaux.
Bellisu.
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 That's all right.
Guys, it's only $29. It's only $30 million.
That's fair.
It is beautiful.
The upkeep. See, then you put a theme. Oh, this is getting expensive.
Oh, I don't want to turn this around because it might unplug the thing.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to put a theme park on an island.
No,
either.
That's the worst idea.
That's also.
It's a cool idea.
Every
but it's also
do
a
that
Jurassic Park
to,
tells
say,
me
I'm
that
like,
should.
I was like, the movies have told you this is a bad idea.
Okay, here's one that's 64 acres, and it's in the Caribbean. It's only $19 million. We could do that one.
Which island is it like associated with, though?
Grenada.
Where?
Grenada.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's good.
How about the Berry Islands?
Ooh.
So it's 40 acres. It's only $17 million. That's pretty good. I want to, you know, I'm gonna look for the, I'm gonna look for the cheapest island. That's what I want. I want to know what the cheapest.
$2.
Search. I want the cheapest. I want to sort by. I want the price range down. It's giving me, okay, up to 500,000. I want to sort by. What?
I can't believe I found an island that has 1 acre. Alexa, what's in an acre? What do I want to ask?
Alexa,
feet?
How many feet is an acre?
Feet can't be converted to acres. Measure length, while acres measure area.
Alexa, how many square feet is an acre?
1 acre equals 43,560 square feet.
43,000 square feet.
That's
okay.
Pretty big.
How much is a house?
Alexa, how large is the median house? No. Alexa, never mind. Never mind.
Sorry.
Alexa, how big is the average house?
Private residence, average weight, 120,000 pounds.
What? No, that's not what I want.
That's, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
The average what?
The average weight
of a house? I don't want the average weight of a house. I want the average size of a house.
Okay. I think now that I'm remembering, my memory is coming back.
Hey, Siri.
It's about 800 to 1,000 square feet is like an apartment.
2,600 like, square feet is the average size of homes. My apartment's like 800 square feet, 700 square feet.
And I think mine's like 900 or 1,000, yeah. 900.
So you figure, multiply that by 43.
That's an acre.
That is one
that's
acre.
That's not bad. One
it's
acre
not
is
bad.
Nice. I can get an acre island. What do you think about that, Ben?
Yeah. I forgot who you were referencing it. Yeah, I think that's fine. This is 1 acre for... Oh, wow. This is 1 acre in Connecticut for $250,000. You could do that. That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
You guys think $250,000? Can we pull our money? Wait, how'd you find one for $21,000? Where did you find that?
I went to the lowest one. I filtered it. I sorted
how
it by...
How did you sort it?
I sorted it low to high. You're gonna have to go through a lot because it says price upon request. So you just have to keep scrolling and scroll and scroll.
I don't wanna do that.
And then
price, oh, there is. Mine's going high to low, of course.
You gotta go low to high.
Dubai? We could buy islands in Dubai.
I don't want to be there.
Nah.
You don't
want to
be there.
Me.
No. Yeah. There's a lot of like. There's a lot of shit.
I don't
want to
be
there.
It's far to drive to fly to there too.
Why?
Yeah, see, this one's the lowest one. Nova Scotia, Canada, 21,000.
Okay, we could actually do that. Like, we could legit buy
super,
that.
Like, the opposite
welcome
of
interesting. Welcome to We Stayed Late Island.
And it's just Ben with a kazoo.
Yeah.
Like, island should never be cold. I don't, like, just, nah, I'm okay.
A cold island. There would be no
except
nothing
for
like
Greenland.
It.
Greenland's wow. The only island that's allowed to be cold.
So this island is 3,089 acres? That's huge, right?
That's huge.
Yeah, there's nothing on there, man.
We could go hunting for things,
yes,
not
you,
animals.
You too,
but things
can go hunt.
That would be its own show.
Hilarious in itself. I was like, all right, yeah, let's see you two go hunting out in Nova Scotia.
We would be dead.
God, we'd be dead in an hour.
We'd be delirious by
Canada.
Day three.
Okay, I'm looking for that one. Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay, Hemlo Island, Nova Scotia, Canada. Yeah, we could do this. This is right next to... I know right where this is,
right
actually.
Next to nothing.
Right next to Liscombe. No, it's right... And
you know where it is?
Yeah, because New Glasgow is, like, just north.
It's a one
it's
whole acre.
Well-treed... Wait, I'm going to read this. The island is well-treed with spruce. Let me try it over again. The island is well-treed with spruce, fir, and some hardwood. The lot has south and west exposure, beautiful views, excellent area for boating, exploring the many islands and sand beaches, fishing for sea trout, salmon, mackerel, and deep sea fishing, diving for scallops, digging clams, etc. It's located near the mainland and accessible by
ooh,
boat.
Digging clams actually sounds interesting.
It's approximately 2-hour and 15-minute drive east of Halifax, the historic village of Sherbrooke. Sounds like a fake place, is 12 minutes away. It's only 12 minutes away?
That's not bad. Wow.
Offers most amenities, hospital, grocery, hardware stores, bank, drugstore, liquor store, library. Yeah, it's actually really cool. Here's the thing. If I ever, like, got a job where I could just go and write for like a month, I think I'd want to just rent an island and just I think that'd be really fun.
That's your that's where you write.
Just like
it's like an Ex Machina island. You just have your own.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever be that isolated.
Well, no, I come back into town. It was just I would like to have an area where I'm like isolated for with like my pets and like my family, but like I'd want to take everybody
that's
there and
not
be like
isolated.
Exploring.
That's
I could be
I'm
isolated.
Not trying to be a loner. I'm just trying to like experience nature.
I could be isolated for a while.
Yeah. You think you could?
Yeah.
You think you don't think you go like
insane? I don't know. I think I could go for what, like a week? I can go for a week being isolated.
I could probably
sure.
go for a week being isolated before I go crazy. But I think anytime after that I would like
I got 3 days.
I kind of need like I would like to be isolated while I'm working on something, but then once I'm like out of that zone, I need feedback from human beings to know if anything I've done is worth anything. Because like I can look at it and go, yeah, I like this, and then read it 2 days later and be like, this is shit. This is the worst thing I've ever done.
I'll modify for a second. If I have internet.
No internet.
Oh, okay.
Isolated.
2 days.
Just the trees and you.
2 days.
I could do a week for
sure. If I have internet, I could do like
you'd have a house.
A week.
You'd have a house.
Wake up, sip a cup of tea, look at the sky.
What am I doing?
Thinking.
Whatever you want. You do whatever you want. Anything you want to do.
What if I want to go online and play video games?
You can't do that.
You can't. You got to be one with nature.
You could play games by yourself.
Like
you can read.
2 days tops.
Could you watch TV?
No. I don't think so. No electronics.
You could read.
No electronics.
Yeah, no electronics. Zero electronics. Typewriter.
You broke her.
Typewriter.
This is a problem. There's
well,
no
like
reason.
6 hours?
There's no, like, yeah, there's just like, I'm stressing out about my flights, and I'm like, still surrounded by technology.
You're stressing out about your flights because you won't be able to be on your phone during your flight, is what you're saying?
Yeah, most likely. Like, my flight's like.
Will you even be able to be on your phone in Colombia?
No.
Probably on Wi-Fi.
I actually
you could.
Did talk to AT&T and like.
Yeah, you figured out your plan.
As long as I have Wi-Fi, I'm good. Essentially, and like because AT&T wanted to charge like $60 for to have roaming.
I feel like you gotta be careful with the free Wi-Fi there.
Yeah, you might get hacked.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know. I don't know how hacking works in Colombia.
I'll figure it out. It'll be
feel
fine.
Like rules a little bit loose.
Yeah,
but no electronics. We can't do shit.
You could bring your Xbox. Or PS4.
You still need to connect to the live.
This is like power. You get power.
But you can't do anything on it without internet.
Yeah, you can. Play plenty of games without internet. You could. Oh, I guess not. You can't play Overwatch. That's all you're.
You
really
can't play
about.
Overwatch. You can't play most games. You can't download any games.
That's
you
dumb.
Can't do anything without a live thing.
That pisses me off. You know what pisses me off? I went to go to the Apple store and I asked this man about the Apple TV. And I said, sir, this Apple TV, is it possible for me, like say I buy The Dark Knight.
Right.
Is it possible for me to download it onto the actual Apple TV because you say it offers 256 gigs or something like that? Can I download it to the Apple TV and then play it without Wi-Fi? He's like, oh, I never thought about that before.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about
that. And then he went and he's like, yeah, that's not possible. You always need the internet if you want to stream something off the Apple TV, which I think is bullshit.
Yeah, it's
because,
storing
like,
it on its hard drive.
If I'm going somewhere remote without Wi-Fi, then like how...
You want it to be a little hard drive.
I want it to be a little hard drive to keep all my information. And the only way I think you could do that is if you have on your iPhone, if you... Wait a second. Can you even do that? You can download it to your phone.
You just save it to your phone.
And then
and
you
then,
can stream
then,
it, maybe?
Yeah, you would like, push it. It to it.
Can you AirPlay without Wi-Fi? Maybe
you
Bluetooth.
You can AirPlay because that's Bluetooth, yeah.
Mm. That's the only way, which kind of upsets me.
Wait, we that's have to finish our Star Wars conversation. That just reminded me.
Oh, that's true.
We told we promised. We were at 55 minutes and 30 seconds. And we promised we'd have a Star
if
Wars
I have
conversation.
The strength for that.
Did you guys hear about the bullshit edit that somebody that the internet?
Oh yeah, like
make?
The 55-minute MRW. Is that what it was?
The
edit?
MR, like,
how
yeah,
long
like
it was? 45
somebody
minutes or 55
to,
minutes or something.
Somebody tried to edit it to take out all the women out of it. and like Ryan Johnson and
a bunch of
and
people.
Like a bunch of people were just like laughed. They just ha ha ha. Like that's all they responded
just
to.
Just in all caps laughing because it was like 55 minutes or something out of like a 2.5 hour movie.
Yeah, because he can't.
No.
It's a lot.
Yeah, also, it would make no sense. Also, why? What?
The only girl I think they keep in is Rey, and they like super depower her because they're like, oh,
why
yes.
would you? I don't understand why you would not want women in the movie.
Because Star Wars is for boys.
But boys are supposed to like girls.
I like, they're great.
I don't understand. Like you're supposed to. That is you're like biologically like disposition to enjoy the female.
Not
people.
When they're in power, though, Spencer.
I don't understand that
Why?
Argument.
Why?
Why? I don't
Why?
Understand that. Maybe we're in a bubble or something. That
but
sounds
honestly,
so
And boys can enjoy boys and girls can... Like, everybody just enjoy each other.
Yeah, what's...
It's I can... Yeah.
It's why. That's why laughing at it is the best response.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're, like, in a, we're in a great workplace where, like, our boss is...
Our boss is amazing.
Yeah.
And we have a very gender diverse place that we work is incredibly gendered as
well.
It doesn't have as much like
cultural
diversity.
It might need a little,
but it definitely
but
there
has,
was a point where there were more women than men and I was like, oh yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's cool.
I think we still have more women.
I think so.
I think the ratio is pretty 50-50.
Yeah. I think we might have one more. Well, no, because we might be hiring somebody else. Once we hire that person, it would be straight.
But our bosses are
bullshit. We need to fix this.
But I don't. It does not make any sense to me why you would not want women in your movie. It just like what you want a world of just dudes.
Some people do.
No. What? Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why? What's point is that? If you like girls, then you should women. Then you should want women in.
They don't think of
in the movie.
People.
I don't understand.
And
that.
if you don't find women sexually attractive or like romantically attractive, then they should just be your friend. Like I don't understand. Then they were just people. Then they're the same as God. It doesn't make any sense. There is no world in which there is any logic to these people who are like, yeah, just get rid of all the women. What is happening?
I don't know.
My life is a lie. Everything is a lie. People think the earth is flat. I can't go on.
There was a picture of that on Reddit where it was like a guy in a spacesuit with the flat earth.
Yeah.
And someone was like, please don't post that. I know it's a joke, but people are stupid and they're going to think that it's like real.
Yeah.
That's it. End of story. Next chapter.
Could you be friends with a flat earther?
I could as long as I could tell them at every turn that they are wrong and they wouldn't get...
That's not a friendship.
No, it's not. So no, I couldn't. I could be an enemy of a flat earther.
I would be too frustrated.
I think it would frustrate me too much. It'd be like being friends with somebody who was
overtly
racist.
Like, what if someone you highly respected?
Like, I would not respect them anymore.
And all of a sudden it's just like, hey, by the way,
no.
You know what?
That'd be like finding out that somebody that I respect is like super racist or super sexist. Like all of a sudden you go, oh, well, I guess I don't like you.
Okay, so just for sake of argument, because I like this thing, flat earthers equivalent racist.
in the it is illogical, yes.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Like the logic makes no sense.
Because I'd be more friends with a flat earther than I would be like an overt racist, because everyone's a little racist. But like,
sure, I think
in the
I
sense
just
of
mean
like someone who's like straight up, you and your people should die versus
right.
there it's flat. I'd be like,
but I think on a logical scale, like it makes just as much sense to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but anyways, okay, we're at an hour, so we should just have a brief start, like very brief. We had a brief Star Wars conversation.
We end every episode now with a brief Star Wars review. The same movie every time.
Oh, God.
I don't even know where to start.
Porgs.
We're not
opinion.
Gonna,
porgs. You think Chewie should have eaten that porg?
I think
the one that he cooked, he needs to eat it.
Right! Why did he
Absolutely.
Eat the porg?
He has to.
He should have eaten the porg. It was already dead.
It's already dead.
Yeah,
you're wasting that porg's life.
That porg died and got cooked.
And
and
for
and
nothing.
For no reason. He needs to be eaten.
Also,
I believe he was eaten.
In
my
your heart of hearts.
I hope so. I really do. Because also somebody, I forget where somebody said this, was not me. This is not sourced from me. But someone pointed out that the porgs were probably not sad. They were probably just begging for food because they're just creatures.
Yeah, they aren't sentient, really.
We think they're begging for their own kind.
Yeah, like, you know, like, you ever just like... Like, you're eating food, and, like...
Your dog wants food, and you're eating dog? You ever had that happen?
Not that, but, like... I'm trying to think of, like, I don't know, like, birds of prey eat other birds. Eat
chicken.
That's true. Chicken eats chicken.
Yeah.
I don't know if chickens eat chicken.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
They're
so
vicious.
I'm just like, I don't know, pork is, like, just like, that looks good. And they don't know. And he they're, like, begging, giving you the eyes, like, feed me.
I didn't see any licks being lipped. Lips.
Licks being lipped. Yep, yeah. That's what it
not
is.
All the animals
licks
do
being
that.
Lipped.
They're like bird things. They were doing the eyes. They were doing the begging for food eyes.
I mean, I guess.
I think the whole movie could have been
that,
without them.
Honestly,
been fine.
Probably from another
without
podcast.
The porgies.
Yeah, it would have been fine. But I mean, that was my biggest gripe.
Weren't they saying that there were birds all around?
They're puffins.
Yeah, they're puffins, and they're like to stop to get rid of the puffins, they had to put porgs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There were
I don't know. That could not be true.
The island that they shot on is a puffin preserve.
Oh.
And so they were just everywhere in the background and all that stuff. So instead of spending the money to edit them out, it was
easier
that's
cool.
to
I like that.
Make them
I like that.
There.
That's fine with me. Okay, so it was really interesting because I saw so many people like freaking out about it. And if you haven't
about
seen it
about what?
Yet,
the porgs?
No, the movie.
Sorry.
I saw so many people freaking out about it. That was like way more than needed.
Okay.
But I saw so many people freaking out about like the twist or about like what, like they were like this ruined Star Wars for me.
What I don't understand what like what,
so
what? Oh
this that and like Luke so, was ruined and like all these things and I watched it and I was like, that's kind of what I there wasn't anything that was like shocking to me.
They wanted Luke to be like. The complaints about Luke were that they wanted him to be like the super badass.
Oh, spoiler alert! I guess to the end of this
it's
podcast, we're going to talk about Star Wars.
It's been out forever. If you haven't seen it, just
then stop listening.
Yeah, they wanted Luke to be like the super badass, like ultimate legend person, not someone who was like a loner and didn't want to go back. Like,
but that's more of that's more interesting of a character
that's
choice.
That's super way more interesting.
If he just comes back and is a badass, like okay,
but
I mean, kind of.
But he wasn't
does.
There.
He kind of does that.
He wasn't
sort
there.
Of.
Sort of.
He was just a distraction.
Yeah, but like that's what. But like he gave himself up to do that.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is fine. It is a fine thing. I thought it was a really interesting moment when they when he walks out and he does not reveal the red of the.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Cool.
So okay. Really so I've cool. seen it three times, and okay. this is not about like the quality of the story. But there's a big mistake that I saw.
Oh really?
So someone pointed that out to me about like the when he spreads the foot. When Kylo like spreads his foot, there's red, and then when Luke Skywalker does the same thing, there's no red scraping. So the second or third time I was watching it, I was keeping my eye on this, you know. And when they have that big blaster, that cannon that blows
up
the door,
yeah, that whole area should be red.
That whole area is destroyed in black. They cut away back inside, and then they're trying to find a way out. Like, how do we get out? That's the only way out through the back. And then they run out to the back. You cut back to that scene. And it's white again.
Here's my...
And I know as a director or somebody, that would have annoyed me. But yeah. It's like we...
Here's my leeway for that. That
did they walk to the side? Because that whole area is...
I think it might turn back to white quicker than we think.
But it's salt. And underneath, you scrape the salt off.
Yeah,
and he
but...
burned it with... A blaster from the that was made from Death Star technology.
I like how you've turned now to like, and like well, I was like talking about why I liked it now, and you're talking about the mistake.
Well, this one thing did bother me. I was like, I understand the theme of it, like because it's supposed to be.
I noticed it the second time around, but in my head, I'm like, how do I mentally fix this? Because this is a mistake, but I need to.
I think they try to keep the theme over the reality of the situation.
I didn't even notice it.
I think the salt. It stays red for a very short amount of time. It only turns red when you like touch it, and then after a little while, it goes back to white.
I feel like that's a. I can't believe
that's
that.
A stretch.
It is, but it happens.
That's the only way.
Science can prove me right. There
the
are
science
things
of Star
that
Wars.
Can do that.
But I just was like the whole movie. I was just down.
It also
the only part,
again.
The only part that I fucking loved,
yeah.
was when Kylo
and
Rey were fighting together. That was the only part I enjoyed.
I
and everything
else
is just like
calling, and I'm like, what, really?
That was the only part I really enjoyed, and then the rest I was like,
I wish there was more. I wish there was more of that. Also, I liked
most of it. I liked 95% of it.
Boring.
I wish there was more of Kylo and Rey.
Like a kid, I was like bored. bored.
What about light speed into those ships? That's fucking cool.
I guess.
What do you mean you guess? When it went silent and it was like, doom.
That was cool. Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And you know what's happening? No. You're like, holy shit. And she's going to.
Yeah.
I like how they play with the whole, like, the idea of, like, traveling in light speed.
Yeah.
Whether it's doing that or when, like, Leia is inside the ship and she's just sitting there
thinking,
you see the light speed happening. Like, they get to play with
that. I hated the Leia save, though. I was like, they could have just let her go.
I thought she was going to die.
I know.
I should have just let her go.
No, let her go. The past is gone. Let her go. That's the whole theme of the movie.
Yeah,
betrayed that.
Yeah, kill it if you have to.
Yeah. And that, but I did think it was, I did think that the character, I didn't think I liked her. And then, and I guess this is what the movie is supposed to do. But then by the end, I did, the woman who.
Purple hair.
The rebel who took over?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever her name is.
I'm forgetting it right now too, but she's cool purple hair lady.
Laura Dern.
I liked that we hated her.
At the beginning.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
And then we found out she was just doing, like, she had a plan and she knew what she was doing. She didn't want to.
Also,
why
didn't she tell people?
Why didn't you just tell people?
Because there's an order and command to things, and Poe was just fucking demoted and proved that he's not a good person to tell shit to because he tells everybody.
He could, if she told Poe.
Why would she tell him? He was literally just demoted for not listening.
Yeah, well, if he told him, then.
Yeah, but he's not going to listen if you don't tell him what's.
Guess what happened? A lot of people died. That's what happened.
I'm just saying.
Dude, that Poe scene where he's running through there and everybody gets blown up. I was like, well, okay, the movie's over.
There's a lot of rebels dying.
Yeah, like everybody died.
Yeah.
Everybody was like,
I was sad the whole movie. I think that's what I didn't like. It's like Star Wars was supposed to make me feel like excited and happy.
Well, this is supposed to be the dark red font.
But it's like, I needed, but the narrative never felt like it. It always felt sad. It felt like the middle of a movie.
Here's the
thing. Whole movie felt like the middle of a movie.
It is. You know damn well now, movies nowadays, franchises in particular,
the TV shows.
You don't get a whole movie anymore.
No,
you
not the way it works.
You get the arc. You're getting the arc of a whole thing. You don't get a solid movie anymore. You either embrace
everything. Make a five-hour movie.
I feel like thematically they should have tackled that idea of like the balance between good and evil and like how both sides are involved with the war. And how the Jedi and the Sith need to go away. You know, like, there is a balance that Kylo and Rey have and together. You know
but
what I mean?
I don't understand.
I wish that they were able to talk on that theme.
Why don't why do the Jedis have to go away?
Because,
why?
Because they told people not to feel anything.
No, they
and they were saying
like,
that we're the only ones.
No, like, the whole reason this shit started is because they told Anakin, don't feel love.
You're not allowed to love, Anakin.
You're not allowed to literally love.
But some people but they did that to somebody who didn't want to be that.
Like the Jedi's were bougie ass people who were like, only we can use the Force, so you have to do this. And so
why
they
just
made these
cool ass Jedi's. Why not make just Jedi's that are cool?
They're trying to get rid of the Jedi, get rid of the Sith. Now it's just.
But what happens to all the people that have the Force?
They're just Force people, like the person from Rogue One, right? Didn't he have? Wasn't he one with the Force? But he wasn't a Jedi.
Yeah,
that's true. But like I want to have
a
lightsaber.
And the Jedi's don't have the right to
the Force.
The Force.
No, they shouldn't. But that's fine. Get rid of the Jedi's. But I want people who are wielding lightsabers and badass. Like,
I think that'll still happen. That little boy is going to be.
All you need is the crystal and the instructions, which Rey has.
And she has the texts.
So maybe she'll start a new order of not Jedi.
Yes.
Cause like that's kind of dumb, right? I get that it's based on monks, but like
I like the idea that she like reads all the books. She's like, all right, cool. I'm gonna start a new religion. They're gonna be called like the Rey-ish.
I don't think it's gonna be. I don't think it's
and,
gonna
like,
be
she
anything.
She just names it after herself. She's just like, I'm gonna start a new thing.
I think it's gonna be like you do you, kind of situation.
The you do use.
The you do use.
You do use.
You do use.
You do you.
You do use.
You do use.
Because then it's just like you don't have to be a Jedi.
Treat
something.
Yourselves and the like. Is that like all that?
There's, you know, there's that balance. There's
like,
that conflict
that
exists between the two.
I wanted to do all that, and then Kylo comes back and is like, no, you got to make it, like, more badass. And he's like, you do you.
You do you?
You do you.
You already? And he's just like, no!
And then Kylo laughs, and then she laughs, and then everything's fine, and then the movie ends.
Yeah, then it'll be fine.
No, I
but, I mean, yeah. Just thematically, it was the whole dark and light working together. You see it everywhere. You see it in the costumes.
Yeah.
You see it when Luke is wearing black over white, white over black.
I think the movie was very like well made. Themes are very clear. I think that that's what it was. I felt like the whole movie was the middle of a movie. I didn't ever feel like it had...
Because it is.
I know, and that hurts me. It's the same thing with like Blade Runner, the new Blade Runner. It's like, it's fine if it exists as that's what it is, but I didn't like it. Do you know what I mean?
You didn't like it as it didn't hold up as a story.
No, it just felt like I was watching the middle
that's
of
kind of what the first Blade Runner is too.
Exactly. Like, I mean, they had so many mistakes, and it was like it presented a really cool world. And I wanted more of the world, and that's why I was so excited for the new one, because I thought I was going to get an actual real good story in that world, which is what I wanted out of the first Blade Runner and didn't get.
It's just vague and artsy and pretty.
But I want a story. I want to know. I want characters to fall in love with. Like this one, I felt like there were characters, and then they just kill people off, and then nobody really mattered and everything, which I get is a theme. Mm-hmm. I get it's a theme, but like, I think if I watched Force Awakens, this one, and then the next one together... It would be fine. If I got to watch all of them in a row, it'd be fine. But it's the fact that they presented this as its own work, and I was like, it's just the middle of a movie. I don't know. It just bothers me. I don't like that in particular.
I had trouble with Finn's character.
Yes.
Because...
Oh, a little cinnamon roll Finn.
I didn't... beginning to end, what changed?
Nothing.
With him. Poe learned.
Finn's story kind of got the short end of the stick on this one.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate.
What happened?
Everybody had something. Rose, Poe.
He got to face his old boss.
Yeah, Rey.
Which, if you read the comics, you get to learn more about
seconds.
His boss, but that's about it.
It took 2 seconds, and then she died.
She better come back.
She's coming back. She's not dead.
You don't think she's coming back?
Wow. She fell into a pit of fire.
Yeah, but then she could have passed through the fire. Look, here's fire. Only for YouTube. Here's fire.
Cool ass suit.
Then she's here. She's like, ugh.
The suit was broken.
Just a little bit.
So she's going to have a burnt scar. That's about it.
She would have passed into the
vacuum
of space.
I really thought they were going to reveal her.
Me too.
And show her face.
I think they do it. She has her own whole comic series.
I don't want to hear about this comic again.
But I'm just saying, this is Star Wars. Star Wars has all the side stories. They show you kind of cool characters in the movies, and they go like, you want to know more? Buy all the shit and learn more.
So I don't know if I talked about this, but I was, after watching this movie, I started playing the old Star Wars, Super Star Wars game on my
computer. Oh, yeah, we did. We talked about the last podcast.
And then the book. Did I tell you about the books?
No.
So I was like, I don't understand really what happened between 6 and 7. Like, I feel like it's kind of confusing what happened. Like how the First Order came back. It was just a little bit not clear for me. So I went to Wikipedia and I did some research. And a lot of it is in this book. There's like 3 books after about this transition. And all the reviews about it are real bad. And it's like, oh, that sucks. And so I want to read more about Star Wars. But then all the books are just apparently not good.
So tell me where it ends and where the part that you know ends, the part where you know begins, and then what you feel like is missing.
You mean from 6 and 7?
Yeah.
So when going into it the first time, I knew that the Empire was done and the Rebels have won. I go into 7 and I'm like, I thought we beat these people already. Why are they back? What was 6 for? You know what I mean?
Okay.
But then I learned this whole other fucking thing where it was like, basically, they were put in the outskirts and then they made the Republic and they had all this thing. But there were people who were in the Empire that were like, I don't like the Republic. So they kind of like deferred away to the outskirts. And then the Republic was like, yeah, they're not a big deal. It's fine. It's kind of like Germany was after World War I or something, I think. So they're like, that's fine, whatever. Let them do their thing. And in the meantime, they were rallying up together, and they started getting all the equipment and old ships, and then they created almost their own rebel force, which is called the First Order. And the Republic didn't take them seriously, but Princess Leia did, and she was like, "Oh, this is important. This is big shit. They're gonna turn over again." And so they're a small like group of the First Order that's coming back,
to take over the Republic. So in the first movie, in Force Awakens, they come in and then destroying planets or destroying planetary systems of the head Republic.
To show their might.
To show their might that, so it's like attacking DC, it's like attacking the order, attacking the, you know, the important people, the power structure so that they can come in.
Yeah.
But none of that is revealed. I had to do a Wikipedia search on this.
Yeah, I think most people just like, took it for granted. Yeah. I was like,
why are the bad guys again? Like, why are we fighting the bad guys?
I was like, that makes sense. Because the good guys were a ragtag group of like,
yeah, they wouldn't be able to hold down a
people. Like, they weren't.
Because it was basically like, you know, this kind
of
what's
it's
happening
now. It's a ragtag group of people going, like, literally against the system that keeps everything together.
And then the system was there, but then the people of the Empire were like, I don't like the Republics. So then they left.
It would be the equivalent of, I mean, I'm not condoning this, super not. It'd be the equivalent if, like, someone came in here, like, there's rebels or whatever. They're like, we don't like Trump or whatever. They go in, they take down the Empire.
Yes.
We would still have a system, and it would be kind of like weird for a little bit, but that would incite so much martyrism because that would become like a martyr thing.
Right.
That would inspire so many, like, even though it's a small group of people going, no, fuck that noise. We're not going to let that. And it would like redouble.
Reboot. Yeah, that's pretty. And then they didn't think it was a big threat.
Yeah.
And then, oops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I'm dead.
So yeah, that's why like martyrdom is not a good idea. That's why you don't assassinate people because all you do is inspire more people that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't do that.
Don't do it. It's not a good idea. Okay, we're at like 1:20, so we should probably go.
Okay.
Tired, and I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna eat HelloFresh.
Luis, can you give me a ride home because I don't have a car?
Yes, I can give you a ride home. Ben, Ben, do you need a ride home or you're just going to stay here and sleep the night and protect the gear?
I'm going to stay here and sleep the night and protect the gear.
Perfect, Ben.
I'm going to go eat HelloFresh. So if you guys want to eat HelloFresh, you can use WSL30 at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah,
and
please
you
do that.
$30 off your first order.
If you make food, post it in the Slack.
Yeah,
I tried to post it
in the Slack. Yeah. Damn it, I messed up.
I tried to make a video while I was cooking food. It took.
Oh,
it was more difficult than I thought. I'm not gonna do. I might maybe one day, but this is very hard.
You need to practice.
You set up a camera above your.
She's got two tripods now.
Yeah, but then I have like a cutting station, a wash station, and a.
Oh man, the tripod comes in so useful. You can like attach it to a bike, which I've done.
Yeah,
I've used lots of modes of transportation this weekend.
Yeah, it's been very convenient given your current situation.
I'm probably
going to
break out
that.
The skateboard soon.
For people that don't know.
We will talk about it next week because odds are I will not have my car next week either.
We
so
might be gone next week.
We might have
to figure that out.
We might have to do it. Yeah,
oh, we'll shit. I can't do this by myself.
I know. So we're going to have to do it on Monday together.
Are you going to have to talk
to yourself?
You won't be
there.
Okay.
We'll have to do something else. We'll have to figure it out.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. Or we might have a week off. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. We won't be back probably until Saturday.
Oh, I'm not here.
Like, you're not here.
You're gone.
It's like, oh, I was like, wait, no, I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might not be here. We are going to find out very soon.
Yeah. But until then, stay safe. Be kind.
I mean, you guys could just do a remote one.
What's that?
We could do it on site.
Oh.
That might be
kind of cool.
Yeah, it might be kind of fun. Okay. But
okay.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I love you, everybody.